We've got no injuries to report. Any questions?
Coach, did you know going into the game with the Colts and the Texans and the number one seeders?
Yeah, because they played the early game. We usually watch that game a little bit before we go out. So, yes, we were aware of that. But it would have been all for naught unless we took care of our business. So our guys did a great job of staying focused all week. As much noise as there was on the outside, our guys just stayed business as usual, and we've done that for quite a long run.
Did you credit that focus to Peyton?
Well, I credit everybody back in that locker room, coaches, players, everybody involved. It's been a lot of hard work, by a lot of different people in our organization. So, really, it's a tribute to everybody.
You guys haven't wanted to talk about particular seeds where you might end up, but now that you have the number one, what does it mean?
Well, it means we're the number one seed. We get a week off, which is nice. We've got a lot of things to work on, and we'll take full advantage of that this next week. We'll find out who we play officially at the end of the week. We kind of will have it narrowed down, starting tomorrow. And so it'll be, we'll start working on whoever it may be. And then we start this second season, tournament, playoff season, whatever you want to call it. But, they had picked people to win the last year. And it didn't work out that way, So it doesn't change much when they start doing playoff seedings, in my experience. I'll see him Wednesday. Have a nice new year. Enjoy the families. Be smart. Make good decisions. And we'll be back practicing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we'll have a team lift on Saturday. Keep guys in town to and focus on football. And then we'll be back at, preparation work on Monday.
John, considering the circumstances, does this put a little extra shine on your 100th win?
Yeah. I think, anytime you can reach any kind of pinnacle in anything. Our owner thought I was 100 years old, but I said, no, it's just 100 wins. No, I'm teasing. It's an accomplishment, but it's something that, it was a lot of people's work. One guy. I've had a great staff. I've been with great players, and, it's a proud mark, but I think three more would make it even better. This playoff, yeah. I don't want to say this year because that's ambiguous, but the next three.
Did your heart skip a beat when Connors was taken back for a little while? Payne was saying the guy between him and...
Yeah, I didn't like our odds right away, but he did a good job slowing him down, and Dreesen got him, and then we were able to hold them to a field goal there. So that was, a four-point swing or by them making a good play on offense. They've been outstanding all year. Those guys are great young men, very talented young players that I've watched grow in my two-year tenure. Both of them were here before I got here, but just in the 2 years I've been here, I've seen tremendous growth, and I've got great respect for both of them.
How about your running game today? Between No'Shawn, Hester, Hillman, and Ball, you guys.
We started emphasizing that about a month ago, and we put our guys in pads. We challenged them. They responded, and, when you get this time of year, there's a certain mental toughness it takes, and, you could run into weather, just to close a game, all the situational things that we work on. You need that. So, we're a work in progress. We're not a finished product by any stretch, but I think we've gotten better over the last month.
Coach, Peyton had his second best statistical year, I think.
As I've mentioned many times, I think what he has done, to be coming off of that kind of rehab, that type of injury at his position in a new city with a new team, I think it's unprecedented and historical would be the word I'd use.
John, we many times hear about the pressure on teams that have long winning streaks. Mm-hmm.
Not really. I mean, our guys understand, when we preach it, there's two types of pressure, those you feel and those you apply. And, how to deal with pressure is part of being a professional athlete. And, we've got some guys that have been doing it at a high level for a long time. And, so far we've responded well. We're just partway through the race, and we're through the regular season race, and now we're into the playoff race. And, what we are will be how we play.
John, it's a mystery who you play for a week. played, though, all of those teams that you could face. Is that helpful a little bit as far as preparing the second time around?
You know, I get asked that question a lot about familiarity. You know, I mean, it works both ways. So the fact that we played them, you know, that familiarity works for them and for us. So, you know, I don't know. It's all the same, and that's why you play the game.
You neutralized their running game this time around.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the differences from last
time? I think it was better understanding. I think we've improved, you know, since the last time we played them. You know, I think our guys were a little more focused on that. You know, when you turn on the tape against the Indianapolis Colts a week ago and you watch them rush for 352 yards, that'll get your attention. And, you know, our guys responded and responded in a good way. I'd say that's fair. You know, we, you know, he's had a rough season. You know, my hat's off to him. He's a tough young man. He's, you know, voted captain on by his peers. And, you know, we wanted to get him back into the flow of things, and we thought today was a smart way to do it.
Were they yelling your signals?
We had some of that a little bit early in the game. You know, our guys got wise to it. It's a little bit tougher for the officiating crew to get that done now with the umpire behind the offense instead of with the defense. But they were aware of it, and I think they monitored it pretty good after that.